Welcome to this edition of PowerPoint with Jack Graham. A little later in the program, we'll tell you how you can get a copy of Dr. Graham's book, A Man of God. But first, here's his message, God's Plan, My Purpose.
We're going to take a familiar verse from Romans chapter 8, verse 28. One of the promises of God that many of us have marked, most of us who know the Lord have memorized this passage. The fact that God's plan is perfect, that God's plan is positive, that God's plan is providential. But the fact is that God uses both pressure and pleasure to bring about His purpose and plan in our lives, to fulfill our destiny. And His primary purpose and plan in our lives, of course, is to strengthen our character and make us more and more like Jesus each day. And every day is an opportunity for us to experience God's providence. And if you want to just take that word apart for a moment, providio, it means God sees in advance. God knows, He knows perfectly what He is doing in each one of our lives. And for us, ultimately, we know that it is Christ-like character. That is God's purpose in our lives. You say, what is Christ-like character? Well, the fruit of the Spirit is really a portrait of Christ. Love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and gentleness and faithfulness and self-control. The fruit of the Spirit is Christ living in us. And so God arranges our days that He might fulfill His destiny and His purpose for each one of us. Romans 8:28 says it so very well. For we know that God is working, that God is at work in our lives. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. For those who are called according to His purpose. Now, frankly, this is one of the most misunderstood verses in all of the Bible. This verse does not mean that if I just think positively, everything's going to work out in my life. It's so much more than that. It doesn't mean if I believe everything's going to turn out well at the end. Because we know in life, in a fallen world, not everything in this life ends well. But the fact is, we can know that God is doing something significant, that God is doing something magnificent in each one of our lives. And so what I want to do today is just really break this verse down for us. Because there is so much power and strength and so much significance in every word of this powerful verse. So Romans 8:28, it begins by saying, and we know. What do we know? We know that our lives are not left to random chance or religious karma or just good luck or bad luck. We know something. We know, and this is not an unproven theory. This is not a religious cliche. This is not just positive thinking. This is the inerrant word of God. We know, not conjecture, not wishful thinking, but this is a promise from God that transcends time and conquers every circumstance. Now, it seems impossible to say it, that all things, that we know that all things are working together for good. And while it may seem impossible on the surface, with God, all things are possible. There are many things I can't explain about life. And you know, one of the brightest days, one of the best days is when you figure out that you don't have to answer every question. But rather, there are imponderables and unexplainables, inexplicables in life that we dare not even try to explain. But there are certain things that we do know, because we don't live by explanation, we live by revelation. And the question at the bottom line is this: can we trust God with our lives? Can we count on Him in the midst of favorable and unfavorable circumstances to know that He is at work? You look at the world with all of its problems and all of its uncertainties, difficulties. Right now, we of course are praying for the Middle East, but you know, God has a plan for the Middle East, and God is working out His plan there, just as God has a plan for your life. I read this: no man has the right to be called an optimist until he has looked into the deep abyss of this world's life and hammered out for himself on the anvil of his own faith and conviction the truth that all things are working together for the good to those who love the Lord and are called according to His purpose. And we know with certainty, with confidence, with conviction, we don't live by speculation, but we live by what we know. So often we see this word "know" appearing in Scripture. Job said, "I know that my Redeemer lives and in the last day will stand upon the earth." Paul said, "I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep what I've committed, that which I've committed unto him against that day." I know, I know. John tells us that we can know that we have passed from death unto life. He also says that we can know that when he appears, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. We know, we know, we know, we know. This is not probably, this is not maybe, this is we know. So what do we know? We know that God is at work in our lives. We know that God makes no mistakes, that life is not a series of incidents and accidents, but that God, by His hand of providence, is leading us. You say, "Well, I don't know. How can I trusted God? I believed God that He would work all these things out for me, and yet I'm living in disaster. God, why? Why am I living in these conditions, in this situation? If you love me, why am I in the middle of this tragedy?" A lady by the name of Helen Roosevelt was a British medical missionary in the Congo a number of years ago. In the midst of an uprising there, she was taken captive, brutally beaten, tortured, and raped, doing the will of God, and yet a tragedy, a travesty. And later she wrote of her experience, and Helen said this: "I must ask myself a question as if it came directly from the Lord. Can you thank me for trusting you with this experience, even if I never tell you why?" God has trusted each one of us with our own set of unfair circumstances and unexplainable experiences. So the question today is, can we trust a God even though we never understand why? Knowing that everything that enters our lives is filtered through His fingers, through His hands of providence, which, may I remind you, are nail-scarred hands, that everything that He allows to enter our lives comes with the tag "permitted." Permitted. It doesn't mean that everything is good. We know that bad things happen, man. But the fact is that we can learn to accept what He gives, even though it is painful, even though there is pressure to break. we can find in His providence, in the good hand of His grace, the goodness of God, knowing that everything in our lives is under His control. Under His control. Elton Trueblood said this, "Faith is not belief without proof, but trust without reservation." Again, I say it all really comes down to this. Can you trust God? Will you trust God? Knowing that our circumstances may not change, but as we submit to His work and His will in our lives, we will change. And we become more and more like Christ as we yield and surrender our will to His perfect will. That's when God's plan becomes our purpose. For we know that God causes. There is a grand design, not fate, not blind luck, but that God is at work.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham, and today's message, God's Plan, My Purpose. June 30th is PowerPoint's financial year end, and we need your help. A generous friend has offered to match every gift given to PowerPoint this month. So any gift you give to PowerPoint will be doubled, allowing us to keep the hope of Jesus Christ coming your way and going out to millions more all over the world. And when you give, we'll say thanks by sending you Dr. Graham's book, A Man of God. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store, give a gift online, or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. Now let's get back to today's message, God's Plan, My Purpose.
God is at work in everything. That God is working everything. God is working all things together. Everything. God's plan includes everything that happens to you. Everything. Yes, everything. It doesn't mean that everything is good, but it means that all things are working together for good. And that includes our failures, our mistakes, our hurts, as well as our hallelujahs, our sins, our sickness, disease, divorce, death, that God brings the good, the best, out of the worst. And to prove that, He gave His own Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And at the cross, and by the power of the resurrection, God brought life from death. God worked it out in His own plan for His own purpose. Everything God is working together. You see, this is why we can say that peace then comes. Security and certainty comes when we are trusting God. What does Isaiah 26:3 say? Isaiah 26:3 says, "You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you, for he trusts in you." Peace comes in the midst of pain and struggle and pressure when we trust God. Psalm 91 says that we live in the shadow of the Almighty. We are in His refuge, always under the shelter, under the shadow of the Almighty. That's the safest place on earth, in heaven and earth, to be. Now, in the letter to the Romans, Paul again and again and again and again recounts the grace and the goodness of God. And Romans 8 is the conclusion, really, of all that he's been saying up until now regarding what God's grace has accomplished and is accomplishing in our lives. It was D.L. Moody, the famed evangelist, who once said, "I would rather live in Romans chapter 8 than in the Garden of Eden." Said, because in the Garden of Eden, man sinned and fell out of the security of that place. But in Romans chapter 8, it begins with no condemnation and it ends with no separation. We are secure. And Romans chapter 8 is that great chapter in the Bible which teaches us of the security of the believer in Christ. We're told that we are forgiven by the grace of God, that we are clean, justified by His grace. We've been told that we are now strengthened by the Holy Spirit because we are indwelt by the living presence of God. We are now the children of God, the sons of God. We have been given wisdom in Christ. We have an incredible and sure hope in Christ. We are even promised assistance in prayer as the Holy Spirit is our prayer partners. When we don't even know what to say and how to pray, when we just groan deep within and we realize that the Spirit of God is praying with us and praying for us. We realize that there is a certainty in Christ and a security that is in Him that lasts forever. And no wonder Paul, having said all of these things, pauses in the midst of this great testimony and says, "If God be for us, who can be against us?" He loves you. And He's promised to take care of you every step of the way. And when we fail and flail around, when we fall, when people disappoint us, when we disappoint ourselves, God's constant compassion and caring is always with us. No wonder the apostle concludes this great eighth chapter by saying, this is why neither life nor death nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Jesus Christ. God knows there will be times when we are afraid, when we are alone, when we are sad, when we are defeated, when we are tempted to doubt. And that is why again and over again, He gives us these promises to assure us of His plan, His purpose, and His very presence in our lives. When we are alone and afraid, God in His Word assures us of His presence. When we are ashamed, God offers us His grace and His forgiveness. When we are angry and disappointed, God gives us hope and encouragement. When we are anxious and wringing our hands and worrying about the future, God gives us assurance and peace and serenity in Him. Why? Because we know. We know something. We know that our God, who is dependable and faithful, is at work in everything that has to do with our lives. I love the story of Joseph. Joseph was a young man with a dream, God-given dreams in his life. And yet those dreams were shattered when he was still a young man, when his brothers, who despised him because of his dreams and because of his faith and favor with his family, they sold him into slavery. You remember the story perhaps from Sunday school. They put him in a pit. He was sold as a slave to Egypt. And while a slave diligently working, there was a unique spirit, God's spirit working with him, and he rose to some prominence, even within the prison, but then into the house of Potiphar, a well-known Egyptian statesman of that day, and yet he was falsely accused by Potiphar's wife and unfairly thrown into prison. His life is wasting away. Many times Joseph could have cried out, God, why? God, where are my dreams? And then when God in his own time, in his own way, by his own hand of providence, brought Joseph to that place of prominence in Egypt himself, where he in effect was the prime minister over all of Egypt, those very brothers who hated him and sold him into slavery stood before him. These men were in his hands to do as he would. And what did Joseph say? Joseph said, you meant all of this for evil. This is found in Genesis 50, verse 20. It's the Romans 8, 28 of the Bible. You meant all of this for evil against me, but God meant it for good. You see, even the worst things in our lives, the best things, the least things, the worst things, God even uses our sin and our failure. Maybe you've experienced some tragedy of failure. Maybe it has been the breakdown of a marriage or a home or a family. Maybe you have yielded to temptation too many times. Did you know that if you will come back to him in repentance, he will restore you and he will make things brand new and he will do something in your life today that you never thought possible, because God is working all things together for good. Everything. All things. Where sin abounds, grace much more abounds. And for what purpose? To what end? To those who love the Lord and to those who are called according to his purpose. This is not a blanket promise. This is a believer promise. The fact is that if you don't know the Lord, if you're living in resistance and in opposition to God in your life, things aren't working together for good. They're working together for the most painful result, the worst result imaginable. Everything in life, even the good things, will work together for your bad. This is a promise for God's children, for those who love the Lord, those who are called according to his purpose. And remember his purpose, what is it? To make us more like Jesus. Just a final word, some action steps for us today. Number one, affirm today that God's plan for your life is good. Trust God's plan as good, perfect, and acceptable. Number two, stay focused on the end result. Thirdly, give thanks and rejoice in everything in your life. And then finally, never give up. Romans 5:4, endurance produces character and character produces hope. The Apostle Paul said, I'm sure of this, that he who began the good work in you will perform it. He will perfect it until the day of Jesus Christ. He will, he will, he will. We can know, we can know, we can know this.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham, and today's message, God's Plan, My Purpose. PowerPoint is coming up on the end of our financial year, and we've got some exciting news to share with you today. Due to an overwhelming show of support, some generous friends have offered an additional $20,000 matching grant, meaning every gift received by June 30th will now be doubled up to a total of $200,000. With more people than ever searching for what only Jesus can provide, your gift today is nothing short of vital to help ensure PowerPoint remains a beacon of hope in the year ahead. And we'll say thanks for your gift today by sending you Dr. Graham's book, A Man of God, for you or someone you know. So call now to have your financial year-end gift doubled and request your copy of A Man of God as our thanks. Call 1-800-795-4625. 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store, give a gift online, or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. Pastor, what is your PowerPoint for today?
Elton Trueblood was a noted American Quaker of the 20th century and a theologian. And here's what he wrote. Faith is not belief without proof, but trust without reservation. Now, don't you love that? Let me say it again. Faith is not belief without proof, but trust without reservation. For you and for me, there are times when we can't fully understand all that's going on in our lives. There are things that absolutely make no sense to us. There are painful times and perplexing times that cause us to question God's plan for our lives. But it is in those times that we must truly and fully trust God, to have a faith that is without reservation. And how do we do that? By understanding the truth of Romans 8, 28, and 29. Here it is. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose. For those whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, in order that He might be the firstborn among many brothers. Now, we get the word synergy from the word work in this passage. In other words, God is working. He is working with synergy in your life, taking all the forces and circumstances and situations of your life and synergizing them, that is, working them all together for your good and for His glory. That's why you can truly trust God, even when things are not going as you expected. Yes, God does have an incredible, wonderful, beautiful plan for your life, and that plan is indeed your purpose. Trust Him today to work everything together for your good and to accomplish His glorious purpose.
And that is today's PowerPoint. Remember, when you give a gift to PowerPoint, we'll send you Dr. Graham's powerful book, A Man of God, as our thanks. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131. And join us again next time as Dr. Graham brings a message about how you can experience the light of God's love every day. That's next time on PowerPoint with Jack Graham.
PowerPoint with Jack Graham is sponsored by PowerPoint Ministries.